Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, March 22nd, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. At a virtual event Thursday, Microsoft unveiled its first AI-powered Surface PCs for commercial and business customers, which feature a dedicated Copilot key on the keyboard, enabling users to open the Copilot chatbot. The Surface Pro 10 and Surface Laptop 6 are powered by Intel's Core Ultra CPUs with integrated ARC GPUs and a neural processing unit for AI tasks. The Surface Pro 10 for business comes with either a Core Ultra 5 135U or Core Ultra 7 165U and starts with 8GB of RAM and a 256GB Gen 4 SSD starting at $1,199. The Surface Laptop 6 for business comes with either a Core Ultra 5 135H or Core Ultra 7 165H and also starts with 8GB of RAM and a 256GB Gen 4 SSD, also starting at $1,199. On Thursday, the United Nations General Assembly unanimously adopted a global resolution proposed by the United States and co-sponsored by China and over 120 other nations on artificial intelligence. The non-binding resolution encourages countries to safeguard human rights, protect personal data, monitor AI for risk, and advocate for the strengthening of privacy policies. Today, all 193 members of the United Nations General Assembly have spoken in one voice and together chosen to govern artificial intelligence rather than let it govern us, said U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield. After demonstrating a test of threats connecting to the Fediverse Tuesday at the Fediforum virtual conference, Meta has opened a beta for users 18 and older in Canada, Japan, and the U.S. to try out the threat's Fediverse connection. It says you must have a public account to turn on Fediverse sharing, which will allow users on other servers to search for and follow your profile, view your post, interact with your content, and share your content to anyone on or off their server. The beta does not, however, let users view replies and follows from the Fediverse, and Meta can't promise that when you delete a federated post on Threads, it will also get deleted on other platforms it was shared on. Medium announced today that it is ramping up efforts to protect the Medium community from spam and fraud, and in a blog post said it will revoke partner program enrollment from writers that publish spam, fraud, AI-generated stories, and other low-quality content that demonstrates clear misalignment with our mission. One of the areas Medium is focusing on is AI-generated or plagiarized content. When the content and structure of stories and or replies is plausibly determined to be generated by AI, accounts will be removed from the partner program permanently or temporarily. Reddit shares closed at $50.44 on Thursday, its first day of trading, soaring 48% above its IPO price of $34. The social media company raised $748 million and is currently the fourth largest initial public offering of 2024. The closing price of $50.44 gives Reddit a market value of $8 billion based on the outstanding shares. When stock options and RSUs are factored in, Reddit's fully diluted valuation is about $9.5 billion, just shy of the $10 billion figure it achieved in a 2021 funding round. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee signed a bill into law on Thursday, making Tennessee the first U.S. state with a law protecting musicians from artificial intelligence. The legislation is called the Ensuring Likeness, Voice, and Image Security, or ELVIS Act, and it updates Tennessee's personal rights protection law to include protections for songwriters, performers, and music industry professionals' voice from the misuse of artificial intelligence. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Apple held talks with Baidu about using the China-based company's generative artificial intelligence technology in its devices in China. The news comes after reports earlier this week that Apple is having similar discussions with Google about using Gemini for its cloud-based LLM chatbot. In China, Apple has been looking for a local generative AI model provider mainly because China requires such models to be vetted by its cyberspace regulator before being launched to the public, people familiar with the matter said. And lastly, it only took 41 years, but Microsoft's Notepad finally gets spell check. Some users who download Windows Insider Build 11.2402.18.0 will get an updated version of Notepad, which includes spell check. There appears to be some A/B testing going on, and the update is not available to all who download. Spell check features work familiarly, highlighting typos and incorrectly spelled words with a red squiggly line and offering alternatives with a left click, or you can go through all the detected mistakes with Shift F10. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.